Second down, 18, loss of 8. Swings left and right. Hernandez, up the middle he goes. Anthony to the 45 and right back near the 43-yard line with a minute to go in this game.
This is interesting. Goddard only has one timeout, so time becomes an issue. If they get tackled in bounds, they've got to start to hurry up. Listen to this Los Lunas crowd.
Third down and 10 at the 43. Deep. Cody throws to the end zone. Ball is up in the air, and it is incomplete. A flag comes out. There's a flag in the end zone, and it's going to be called against Los Lunas.
And I know the Los Lunas fans are going to be upset about that call, but it's the right call, Tom. I mean, the Los Lunas free safety did push off right there.
There it is against Los Lunas.
But now keep in mind, in high school, that's only a 15-yard penalty from the original line of scrimmage, so Goddard's still only going to have the ball at the 30-yard line. It's not like the NFL where if you have pass interference in the end zone, you get the ball at the one-yard line.
It'll be after the penalty, the 28-yard line. Let's check in with Julia Bergman down on the sideline.
Well, Tom, I mean, I don't know. You had to think that he was going to catch that, you know? So that's a real bummer here from Goddard. Obviously, you can hear the booing. Los Angeles fans are obviously upset about that one. But like Coach Lynn said, I think it was a great call.
52 seconds to go in the game. Cody French and the gun. He'll keep. French looking to go, take off with it. French to the 25, Cody to the 20, outside near the 18-yard line. It looks like French is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think he probably does have a better arm, a little bit better throwing arm than Anthony Arnold. Yeah. In these situations, you've got to throw the ball because if you get tackled in bounds, I mean, you can easily burn off 20, 30 seconds.
44 seconds to go. Ball's at the 15. French the quarterback. Cody takes off with it. Cody, 15. Branch down to the 14-yard line, and the clock is rolling. It may be Kelsey Cunningham time, but 35 seconds to go.
We got a timeout. That's Goddard's last timeout.
Oh, man.
And so what becomes an issue here, Tom, is if we get tackled inbound, then the clock continues to run. And what, you know, you've got to have a plan for that. And it being second down, you can't really spike the ball because then you go to fourth down and then you've got to kick the field goal on fourth down. So I think what Coach Jernigan is probably talking about right now is he's calling two plays in the huddle.
Yep.
And if they get caught inbound, then they're going to hook the line and run the second play. So, I mean, this is tricky. I mean, time management becomes a big issue.
35 seconds to go in the game. Tom A. Jeff Lamb, Julia Bergman. Second and seven. Ball of the 15. Trips to the right. Single receiver to the left. French in the shotgun. Cody will take off with it. French to the 10. Cody to the 5-yard line, down to the 4-yard line.
And this is what I'm talking about. The one thing right here
well, it stops the clock because of the first down.
Yeah, but it's going to start once they set the chain.
Spike it, Coach?
No, I think there's enough time. I think Coach Jay called another play in the huddle, and I think that's what they're going to do right here. No, they're going to spike it.
All right, French will come up to center. He'll spike it to stop the clock with 22 seconds to go. Julia Bergman in his tip out on the sideline.
Yeah, Tom, I'm excited about this one. This has been a great state championship game right here.
22 seconds to go. Coach, what do you call here?
Well, I think you have to throw the ball. I think you have to throw the ball. I don't think you can afford to get tackled in bounds because then you're really risking whether or not you can get the field goal off.
All right. And the gun. Cody French takes off with it. French to the 5, and he ain't going to get in. And they better hurry up to the line.
Yeah, they're going to spike it and then kick the field goal. Good call. It'll be fourth down.
4 seconds to go. And the spike.
Great time management right there, Blake. Great clock management, Coach Jernigan. And what he did right there, Tom, was he ran something back to the line, the Los Lunas side of the field. And what that did was that put Kelsey in the middle of the field for this field goal. So he really did a good job of setting him up. You got a timeout right now by Los Lunas.
All right, and we'll call a timeout to Green Cunningham. And we'll mark the ball at the 10. This will be a 20-yard field goal attempt. So Kelsey will try to boot it through here. Another timeout on the field. We'll keep it right here in Los Lunas. I coach defensively. What are you talking about right now?
They're setting up their PAT block right now. This is kind of a funny angle. It's not really in the middle of the field, and it's not really on the hash. It's about 3 yards off the left hash. Coach Newton is setting up his block, and Coach Jernigan's talking about protecting this thing.
I got him. We'll try a 20-yarder. Weathers will hold. 4.4 to go, and another timeout. Can they do back-to-back timeouts, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, they can.
If you're Cunningham, They're trying to freeze him. What's Kelsey thinking?
Well, I think, you know, what you tell your kicker in this situation is all you can do is win the game.
Yeah.
You know, what we've done up to this point has put us in the situation that we're in. And so all you can do is win the game. Go out there, relax, and do what you do.
4.4 seconds to go in the game. This has been an instant classic.
It has, and he's going to win the game. And you know, that's what Coach Jernigan's telling me.
And Kelsey will trot out there again. Weathers will be the holder for the Rockets. Cunningham will try a 20-yarder and a game winner. The snap, the hole, the catch, it pops, it is good! He got it! He got it! Cunningham has given the Rockets the state championship!
You play a game like this, you know, you're going to play 100 plays, and it's going to come down to 10 that matter. And, you know, Goddard made the biggest play of the game in the 21-yard field goal by Kelsey Cunningham.
17-14.
Congratulations, Goddard Rockets, and the coaching staff and the community. Just a great win for our community and a great win for the Rockets.
And the Rockets win their third state championship in 5 years. 17-14. 14.